The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The judge of the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation. She will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. The judgment of the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most important things that we could do for ourselves this Lent is to go to confession. Confession is one of the primary themes that we have during the season of Lent. And these readings remind us that we need to go to confession sooner rather than later. My friends, no one of us know the day or the hour that we're going to die. None of us know when the next opportunity will come for us to go to confession. So don't wait. That's the message of the readings today. That God loves you so very much. He wants you to be the best version of yourself. God sees the potential in all of you because he knows the good person that you are. Because every single one of you was made in the image and likeness of God. So my dear friends, the best gift you could give yourself and to those around you this Lent is to go to confession. And that's what our readings are telling us to do it quickly and to not wait. So my friends, when are you going to get to confession this Lent? You don't need to say it out loud, okay? But we all need to go, myself included. So let's reflect upon that. When are you going to go to confession this Lent?